جعل الشارع له عقوبة خاصة فهو كبيرة. Every time you see a specific sin, that Allah, the legislator, has prescribed for it a specific punishment, then know it is a major sin. أَمَّا الذَّنْبُ الَّذِي نُهِيَ عَنْهُ فَقَدْ فَهُوَ صَغِيرَةٌ. And then the remaining sins that have been forbidden with less than the first description, then they are what are lesser sins. كَنَظَرِ الرَّجُلِ لِلْمَرْأَةِ الْأَجْنَبِيَّ لِلشَّهْوَةِ. Like a man who takes a look or a glance at a woman who's not from his family, and he's doing that out of lust. He takes a lustful look at her. فَهَذَا لَيْسَ كَبِيرًا هُوَ صَغِيرَةٌ مِنَ الصَّغَائِرِ. This is not a major sin. However, it's a minor sin or a lesser sin. لكن إن أصر الإنسان عليه. This is important in today's time. Pornography, internet, tablets, everything that has led to the widespread lack of shame that people feel when they are alone. All of this can be alluded to here from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, who lived in a time where he didn't have that. Those things did not become widespread in the time of our Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, however, when a person continues to do them, not one glance, there was a beautiful woman in the street and you saw her by accident and then you looked to see what her legs really looked like. That look right there is a minor sin. Not to open up a window to the hellfire in your house and lock the door and look at pornography. That's something obviously much more obscene and much more clearly included in the definition of a fahisha. Right? Something of vile obscenity. Way beyond a nadhra. Not just a person who took a look at someone and said that's a minor sin. Don't let the people who might defend the widespread nature of pornography lead you to think that it's just looking, so it's a minor sin. This is something that strips a person of his haya. It's something that can make a person go crazy in his mind, make him lose his willingness, his servitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you think carefully about the issue of pornography in the houses and the opportunities that are there, even in the Muslim lands, I'll scare you with one thing. Imagine a person who looks at what Allah prohibited him to look at of pornography and these vile things, these excessively forbidden things, excessively vile. Not a glance. Not the likes of an ad that popped up and you got rid of the ad. Not something like that. But intentional gazing for, you could say, hours. Khalwa, kamila, and you're alone, totally, paired with many other sins that would come with it. The feeling that a person would feel in his heart if the door was opened and the people that he loves and respects entered and saw him looking at that, what would go on in his heart? Maybe a heart attack. Maybe the feeling would be just totally drop out of his chest, right? That feeling right there, that fear, is it the fear of Allah or the fear of the people? This is where the khawf now has, the khawf of Allah has been rivaled by someone's khawf of the people. And you thought it was just looking at something. You thought it's just ma'asiyah, it's just sagair. The shaitan got you by saying, it's just looking, that's all it is. It's just a look. It ended up being what? Khawf in your heart that will drop you dead. That you don't have for Allah when the ayat of Allah are read about the hellfire. It reached a level of being khawf in your heart that rivals, not only rivals, but exceeds your fear of Allah. What's that called? When you have khawf, khawf is what? Khawf is an ibadah. You fear Allah. What happens when truly in your heart, and Allah knows the hearts. We don't judge people by what the hearts, by what we think is in their hearts. But between you and Allah, when you have this fear in your heart of the people that exceeds and goes beyond the fear, the pain and the shock and the horror that you feel in your heart is not like the horror that you ever felt thinking about the hellfire or Allah Azza wa Jal and His punishment. Then what's happened to you? Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, and yuzakki qulubana huwa khayru man zakaha. May Allah Ta'ala refine our hearts and purify our hearts, because He's the only one and He's the best one to purify those hearts.